I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In mid-May, North Korean officials acknowledged COVID-19 cases in the country for the first time. They announced an explosive outbreak with 1.7 million cases. But on Tuesday, authorities reported fewer cases. So how did a few days make such a difference? Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea quotes a headline from state-run North Korean media.
Quote, thank you for the quick response by Kim Jong-un and credit given to him for the fact that he put forward science-based policies that were unconditionally trusted.
Sound too good to be true? Foley says all North Korean news must make the Supreme Leader look good. Meanwhile, over the years, many North Koreans have seen God heal people of sickness or injuries, and it's a major reason North Koreans become Christians. Pray the church would grow and that the name of Jesus would be glorified. And Russia's invasion has forced nearly two-thirds of all children in Ukraine to flee their homes. Some went to safer parts of the country, while others crossed the border. And one thing they all have in common? Well, life is never going to be the same, and going home, the place most kids feel safe, probably won't happen for a while. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says,
if you look at Ukraine, it's a wasteland in many instances. And so even if the Russians were to leave today, the rebuilding process would be unbelievable.
Each Mission Network News headline has a call to action. There's something you can do about the news. Keys for Kids and its partners want vulnerable kids to have the hope of Christ. Help Keys for Kids print 200,000 kids and teen devotionals in Ukrainian and Russian, and we'll connect you through links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.